Mike, it's Mark Daniels at WNFL Radio. You going to go all week before you decide on whether Sam's well enough or?
Well, I don't know. We'll see how he's doing each day, and then, you know, once we decide he can't go, if he can't go, then we'll decide then. But he's doing better every day.
Hey, Coach, this is Bill Huber from Packer Report. Not asking if he's a better quarterback, but is there something that Case does that's maybe better than what Bradford does?
I think his mobility is probably better than Sam's. I don't know. It's hard to compare the two. They're different type styles, different types of guys.
This is Mark Daniels again, Mike. Regardless of who's been back there, your explosive plays seem to be way up this year on offense.
Yeah, you know, I think Pat Shermer's done a nice job of mixing things up. You know, we've had some good opportunities. Our offensive line is protected much better, so it's given us more time, to get the ball on the field a little bit. I guess it's just, you know, it's a product. And the running game's been a lot better. So, you know, all those factors help.
This is Bill again from Packer Report. Thinking back to last year's game at Minnesota to what you've seen now, what do you think the difference is with Rodgers since, you know, the last, was it 13 months, I guess it's been?
He could go back 8 years and he'd still be the same guy to me. He's just an unbelievable quarterback. In my time in the NFL, he's maybe the best one that there's ever been. You know, and I know that's comparing him to, you know, some really, really good ones. So, he just has everything. He's smart. He's got great, you know, escapability. He's got an unbelievable arm. He sees things, makes plays. You know, he's just good.
But he was in a bit of a funk when you saw him at your place a year ago. Anything you've seen that looks different offensively?
I never saw him as a funk.
Okay. Hey, Mike, it's Jason Wilde. I'm wondering, though, you have had, both as a coordinator and as the head coach there, you have had some success against him. And then he obviously had a good game against you guys here the second time you played each other last year. I'm just wondering, what are the challenges for you as a defensive coordinator and as a head coach when you go up against him? And do you figure that sooner or later he's going to figure out a way to be better against your defenses? He has a ton of respect for what you guys do, and he's always praised you a lot. I'm just wondering if now it comes to the counter move. Okay, he's gotten better against what I do against him. Now I have to figure out what to do against him now that he's kind of figured me out a little more.
I don't know if I've ever figured him out. We've just been lucky sometimes. You know, he's so great. He's hard to defend. He's, you can have him covered and he can make an unbelievable throw. And, I don't particularly think, you know, we've done great against him. I think my players have played good at times and, you know, I think that does a lot for it. But it, you know, every time you go up against this guy, it's a pain in the rear end because of how difficult he is to defend, whether you've got a good scheme or you've got a bad scheme. He's good. I mean, you know, he can tear you apart, get you in, see the different things. And, you know, obviously we always, you know, just like they do, they try to change up and figure things out, and we try to change up and figure things out. And, you know, I mean, that's like with every team. That's no different. They just unfortunately got the best quarterback in football doing it.
Mike, Tom Oates, Wisconsin State Journal. The Packers had a rookie run for 125 yards Sunday. What do you think that does to their offense to get that kind of a running game going?
I think it's big. Anytime you can get the running game going, you know, it's going to slow down the pass rush. It's going to, get you into some favorable matchups in the back end. And so, you know, it's just, you know, it's part of it. It's why, As a defensive guy, you never want, you know, everybody to be multi-dimensional.
Mike, this is Gennaro Remus with the Associated Press. When you're in a situation where there's 2 minutes left and you're protecting a lead, what are some keys to success and unique to that situation for a defense?
Well, let Rodgers have the ball. It's very simple.
How about when he does? Are there any keys to success for a defense in those situations?
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. You hope and pray a lot, I guess.
Hey, Mike, Wes Hockowitz from Packers.com. When you guys got Pat coming out of Ohio State, what stood out to you about him, and how do you think he's kind of settled into that center role so far this year?
Yeah, he's done really good. You know, he was a kid that we really liked when we, you know, on film, and when we brought him in, we really liked him. His approach to the game, his toughness, his athletic ability. We just thought it would be a good fit for us. And, you know, he's done a great job for us playing center. It's improved our offensive line overall as well.
Hey, Mike, it's Jason Wilde again. What have the challenges been? You know, Cook got off to a really good start. I'm sure you were happy with what he was doing. Losing him must have been tough. What's been the adjustment process with Murray and your running game?
Yeah, Dalvin was a terrific back. He was exceptional in the running game, and really, you know, it was all phases. And so I think that's a little bit of the dilemma is, we have to change some of the things we do to fit the players' strengths.
Mark Daniels again, Mike. Spent the first couple of years there kind of putting pieces together in that defense. Do you feel you've got it pretty well covered across all 11, and the growth you expect now with this group to try and stay and play together for a couple of years?
Well, I hope so. You're never fully satisfied with everything that, you're always trying to look for better. But I like this group of defense guys. They work hard. They study. They seem to like to compete. They're a good group. Obviously, there's probably a lot better defenses in the league than us, but I like how they go about their business.
Bill Huber again, on your defense, is this about as good a group of corners as you've had when you throw in the growth of Waynes and McKenzie now?
We have some athletic ability in the back now, which has helped. I'm trying to think overall, but, I think they're improving McKenzie Alexander and Trey Waynes and, Xavier and Terrence Newman. I think they're improving.
What's made Thielen kind of emerge as a guy opposite of Diggs? Or maybe not opposite, but along with Diggs?
Well, he's a good football player. He's tough. He'll do dirty work. He's not just going to be a wide receiver. But he does a nice job on his routes. He catches the ball well. He loves to compete. He's always trying to get better. He's a guy that almost wills himself to win.
Hey, Mike, it's Jason Wilde again. I watched the Hard Knocks when you were in Cincinnati, so I know you're not the most touchy-feely guy. I apologize. I'm more of a touchy-feely guy. Hagan probably knows that. But I just wonder what it's been like for what you've gone through with the eye and everything and what you've taken from that. I think there's a lot of people here on the other side of the border that have a lot of respect for your coaching, and I'm one of them. I'm just wondering what it's been like for you and what you've taken from that experience.
Obviously it was difficult. The times that I wasn't around the team, all the different surgeries I had and things like that. But, it didn't hurt as much as losing games. And that was much harder. We've had a lot, since I've been here, we've had a lot, our share of things that have come up. I'm sure everybody does. We've had a number of quarterbacks that have not been able to make it through the year, and running backs, and my fist, my eye, or whatever you want to call it. So, we just kind of, I like this team. They're tough and resilient, and they just, they understand things are going to happen throughout the course of the year, and so we just kind of put our head down and go about our business.